Opening the Shriver Hall concert series and marking the return to live concerts with the COVID protocols posted online will be the Miro String Quartet. And it is such a pleasure to have on the line from Texas, where the quartet is based, the cellist of the group, in fact, a founding member of the Miro Quartet, Joshua Gindel. It's wonderful to have you on the line, Joshua. Thank you so much for carving out some time for us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
So this is such an interesting program. Mozart's Hunt Quartet, Beethoven's late quartet, the Opus 132, and then also this co-commission, the Shriver Hall Concert Series being one of the co-commissioners. And given your name, I know that you are named for the Spanish surrealist artist, and the fact that there are some elements of Miro the artist in this work, Microfictions by Caroline Shaw. Won't you talk to us about that coming together of the Miro concept?
Yes, this will actually be the world premiere that will be taking place at Shriver Hall. Caroline and the quartet have been close friends for many years, but this will actually be our first time working together on a brand new work. We've done some performing with her in the past, and she has become sort of a great colleague. And so her language suits the quartet's ideals of what a new work would look like. And we love the way her music sounds, the thought she puts into it, and how colorful and visual it is. She often draws inspiration from visual art, but also poetry and writing. So this is a combination of those two things. The visual art of Joan Miró, of course, our namesake, and science fiction writer T.R. Darling. And it is a wonderful little soundscape and a piece that we've actually lived with for a long time and due to COVID haven't been able to perform in public yet.
And I know that she has put amongst some of her favorite things, particular works by Mozart and Beethoven. So tell me how Mozart's Hunt Quartet and the late quartet number 15 of Beethoven tie in with this new work of Caroline Shaw.
Sure. I mean, when you play great masterworks by great composers, and those are the things that surround great new works by master composers who are alive right now, it tends to set off the new work with more strength. And we feel like a piece like Caroline's deserves a setting with some of these great composers, but also because her language is not Viennese like Mozart and Beethoven, in that way, it will also set it apart from the language that the listeners will hear in the first piece, the Mozart, and then the late Beethoven. If we were to play something like Barber or Ravel or something maybe a little more contemporary, then I don't think it would highlight Caroline's language quite as well.
I've been speaking to cellist Joshua Gindel, who is a founding member of the Miro Quartet, opening the Shriver Hall Concert Series on Sunday, November 14th at 5:30 p.m. This is marking a return to live concerts, and it's possible to go online for the COVID protocols. That's at shriverconcerts.org. You can also read up more about this program. Joshua, thank you so much, and we really look forward to seeing you in Baltimore.
We're excited to be Shriver's first live concert in a long time.